بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وقال تعالى ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to sit in His house, to remember Him, to make His dhikr, to talk about His greatness, to develop in our hearts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given each one of us a heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned regarding this heart that we have. أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُوحَتْ صَلُوحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, behold, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةً, that you have a piece of flesh in your body. If this piece of flesh becomes correct, it is purified, then the entire body becomes correct. In other words, if this piece of flesh is clean, fresh, pure, then the eyes will see correct. The hands will touch that which is jais. The limbs will perform those things that are in accordance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. But if this piece of flesh becomes corrupt, or either fasadat, it becomes bad, then the entire body, all the limbs will become corrupt, will become bad, they will not be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eyes will see haram, ears will listen to haram, tongue will speak haram, the mind will be filled with filthy thoughts, the legs will take the person towards haram. And this is the qalb, the heart, the spiritual heart that we have, which requires cleansing all the time. It requires to be purified all the time. If our bodies are kept dirty, a person does not have a bath for a couple of days, his clothing will begin to smell. A stench will emanate from his body. His hair will begin to smell. And the moment he takes a bath, a ghusl, and he washes himself, then he will rid himself from all the filth that has gathered on his body. It will become clean and fresh and pure again. Like that, when a person commits sins, then this dirt of sins, of vice, of evil, of haram, person is madly in love with a girl, which is haram, it is an illicit relationship. A woman is madly in love with a haram man, she is not married to him, and this is an illicit relationship, which is haram in Sharia. A person cheats, he deceives his customers. A person lies, or he's full of arrogance and pride. Or a person is jealous of his friend, he's jealous of his neighbor, he's jealous of his fellow Muslim brother. A person has anger. All these spiritual maladies, all these sins and vice and evil, cause this heart to become filthy and dirty. And if this heart is not purified with dhikrullah, if this heart is not purified with tawbah and istighfar, and it is not cleansed and polished, then it will become corroded. كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah talks about the stains and corrosion of the heart, where the heart, the spiritual heart, becomes rusted because of filth. It has not become polished. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَهُ وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Everything has a polish, and the polish of the heart is dhikrullah. The name Allah is extremely powerful. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in would get together and they would talk about the greatness of Allah, and they would rekindle the iman. جَدِّدُوا إِيمَانَكُمْ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And they will talk about the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. And the love of Allah will permeate into the hearts, it will come into the hearts. And that will create this bond and attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which most of us find lacking in our lives. We don't have that strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we had that strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when we take the name Allah, or when we hear the name Allah, we'll go into another world. Our salat will be different, our tilawat will be different, our dhikr will be different, our da'wah will be different. The moment we say Allahu Akbar takbir at-tahrima, then we are communicating with Allah. We will go into a different world. We will wait to go into ruku and into sajda, and in sajda the person will supplicate to Allah. He will take his, he will glorify his Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. In ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. When he reads the Quran, then he will be engrossed in the beautiful meanings of the Quran, because he will be in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he makes dua, when he supplicates, and those tears will shed from his eyes, and he will be begging and crying, because he knows he is an abd, he's a slave, he's a servant, he's a bondsman, she's a bondswoman, and the khaliq and the aqa and the mawla is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to strengthen this bond that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The environment we are living in is such an evil environment that it shaitan and nafs pulls away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the dhikr of Allah draws a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It increases the muhabbat a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or it creates muhabbat in the heart of the dhakir for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the madhkur. Going out in the path of Allah, sitting in a good environment, being in the environment of the masjid, it creates love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. A person feels good, he feels pious. But the moment we go out into the world, and we go back to our businesses, and we go into the college and varsities and schools, again the environment is then a very challenging environment. But if a person is steadfast and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not become ghafil of Allah. He does not become unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is concerned about his spiritual heart. He keeps on checking his heart. He goes to the ulama, the scholars, the mashayikh, and he makes sure that the spiritual maladies of his heart, which engulfs his heart, is now removed from his heart. And the dhikr of Allah, the greatness of Allah, comes into his heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. As I mentioned so many times previously, when they come to dhikrullah, Allah in the Holy Quran, Allah talks about dhikrullah, Allah, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. The word كَثِيرًا is good. Allah says, make the dhikr of Allah in abundance. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Throughout the Quran, Allah talks about making dhikr in abundance. Dhikr is extremely powerful. Without dhikr, the spiritual heart is deprived of its true nourishment. And when it's deprived of its nourishment, it becomes weak. When it becomes weak, it will not be able to fight nafs and shaitan. And then it will be very easily drawn towards haram, towards filth, towards zina, towards riba, towards drugs, towards wine, alcohol, music, towards women. Person will move away from the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilawat of the Quran will be something very difficult for him. He won't even touch the Quran, the whole year will go by. He won't even pick up a tasbih and make the dhikr of Allah. May Allah protect us. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma used to say that when a person does a good deed, then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an effect of this good deed come onto his face. His face will begin to glitter and shine. His heart will become full of nur. His body, his physical body will gain some strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the love of makhluq, or Allah ta'ala will put his love in the hearts of the makhluq. People will flock unto the person. People will want to be in the company of that person. And the converse, if a person makes sayyi'ah, he commits sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make darkness come into this person's face. And darkness and zulumat into his heart. And his body will become weak. Allah will put hatred of this person into the hearts of the makhluq. May Allah ta'ala make us true dhakirin, shakirin. May Allah strengthen our iman. May Allah increase this bond and muhabbat that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah never deprive us of His true love and mercy. Recite the Durood Sharif. When you make the dhikr of Allah, we are saying La ilaha illallah. So La is Nafi. Nafi means to negate. We're negating every ilah. La ilaha. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped. Illallah. This is Ithbat. We fill in our hearts only the greatness of Allah. So there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. And we say La to all that filth that we have. So many people have become entangled in a love affair with some haram man, haram woman. So we say La, then ponder and reflect and remove from the heart that illicit relationship that we have, or that so-called idol that we have, the love of that haram person. Take it out of our hearts. If a person is suffering, he has become an addict and he's taking drugs, say La to the drugs. A person is drinking alcohol, say La to the alcohol. A person has got pride, arrogance, say La to it. You've got jealousy, say La to it. Illallah. Ponder over the greatness of Allah. Fill his heart with the love of Allah, with the greatness of Allah, azmat of Allah, kibriya of Allah. Zikrullah is not only once a week, every day of our life, in solitude, sit in one corner of the room, and of course, ask the mashayikh how to make dhikr, and that is why we're having this ta'lim purposes here, how to make dhikrullah, so that when we're in our car, in our offices, and wherever we are, our tongues are moist with the dhikr of Allah. We don't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when we're sitting with our friends, we are socializing. And if somebody becomes light-hearted, but we don't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't transgress the limits. We don't go beyond the boundaries which Shariat has placed. We immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we make some sin, some blunder, some error, some mistake, then immediately, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those who commit some sins and they slip, they blunder, immediately they remember Allah and فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They seek repentance for their sins. This is when a person becomes closer to Allah. Then anything that will make Allah Ta'ala angry and displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately he will check himself and he will remind himself and he'll come back onto the right path. May Allah Ta'ala keep all of us on Hidayat and Sirat al-Mustaqim. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala fill our hearts with His Ishq al-Muhabbat, with the Ishq al-Muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ponder over the greatness of Allah, the loftiness of Allah, supremacy of Allah, the azmat, the kibriya of Allah. The name of Allah is so beautiful, so beautiful. It is so soothing, it brings contentment to the heart. Tranquility, peace, serenity. Allah bidhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. There is no name more sweeter than the name of Allah. There is no dhat greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has done so much for us. Allah does so much for us. Allah will always favor us. Allah is so kind. Allah is so generous. Allah is so loving. Allah is our khaliq, our razik. So take the name of Allah in the most beautiful, in the most sweet manner. And just cut off everything out from our minds. Everything will be, see, la to everything, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم بیمار ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ وی افریز او ہینز یا اللہ یا اللہ وی بیگنگ یو مائی اللہ یا اللہ وی بیگنگ یو مائی اللہ دیر از نو ادر پرسن ہو کین آنسر اس مائی اللہ یا اللہ یو ہیو مینشن ادعونی استجب لکم میک دعا ٹو می سپلیکیٹ ٹو می کال می آئی ول آنسر یو یا اللہ وی بیگنگ یو مائی اللہ Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah.
Allah, whether we committed major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Ya Allah, wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah, Ya Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub, you concealed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving and so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made a mistake, my Allah. We have blundered, my Allah. We have made zulam upon ourselves, my Allah. We have angered you, we have disobeyed you. But my Allah, you are the most loving Allah. You are most kind and most generous. You love to forgive, my Allah. Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Grant all of us hidayat, my Allah. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, grant our parents and our family members, our wives and children, our dhurriyat hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the entire ummah of Rasulullah some hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us into sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Don't let any one of us, Ya Allah, die without iman, my Allah. Don't let any one of us become murtad, my Allah. Protect the iman of our entire dhurriyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Your marifat, your qurb, Ya Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy the sweetness of your love, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us qana'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become grateful servants, my Allah. Don't make us become ungrateful, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulm of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut parishan hal hai, Ya Allah. Parishani dur farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat and peace, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got financial problems, my Allah, remove the financial difficulties. Those who have got social problems, welfare problems, Ya Allah. Whatever problem, domestic problems, my Allah, remove the difficulties, my Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, young and old, my Allah, grant them complete shifa. All the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Maut on iman, my Allah. Grant us maut in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not aware of when maut will strike us, my Allah. You alone know best, my Allah, when maut will come to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but just before we pass away, make us do that one good deed, my Allah, that you are so pleased with and you accept it, my Allah. And through that our najat is made in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our maut come to us in Madinah Sharif. Ya Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us the holy kosher water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Keep them in good conditions, my Allah. In good environments, my Allah. Give them success, my Allah, in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. So many are looking for suitable marriage partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, finding the correct partners, my Allah. Grant them, Ya Allah, bliss and happiness, Ya Allah, in their marriages, my Allah. Those who are married and have got no children, my Allah, bless them with pious, healthy offspring, my Allah. Those of us who have got children, my Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us ikhlas, Ya Allah, and maqbuliyat. All good works of deen accepted, my Allah. The effort of da'wat and tabligh accepted, my Allah. The effort of mashayikh, Ya Allah, and darul ums, makatib, madaris, Ya Allah, different organizations, whatever good they are doing, Ya Allah, grant each one ikhlas and maqbuliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers are listening here, Ya Allah, tonight. They have raised their hands. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله give us halal and tayyib rozi my Allah make our risk be halal and tayyib and asan for us my Allah ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.